and we scared the war machine.
What was supposed to be a four-day demonstration in Washington against U.S. wars abroad and corporate greed showed no sign of ending on its fifth day Monday. People continued to protest a few blocks from the White House. The occupation of Washington's Freedom Plaza by the October 2011 movement is one of two ongoing demonstrations in the Capitol alongside protests in major cities across the United States. The group's permit to gather in the square expired late Sunday. National Park Police had given the group until Monday afternoon to leave. On Monday, police officers came to meet with the protesters, but the officers left after leaders of the movement refused to speak with them in private.
Tell you what, we have your number. We'll be in contact with you, okay?
Tuesday morning, organizers said their permit had been extended for 4 months, but Park Police said nothing had been finalized. Carla Freitas says she left her home in Alabama without money to return because she feels so strongly about the movement.
This particular movement encompasses everything I care about, everything. You know, it's if you break down the problems that the country has or the world has, it's all based on unchecked corporate greed.
Protest organizer Kevin Z says even if authorities do remove them from the park, they remain determined.
Those of us who get arrested will come back and start again. We're not going to go away from an arrest for being in a federal park.
Zisa's group posted on YouTube what happened several days ago when some demonstrators tried to force their way past security at a museum to protest U.S. drone attacks and conflicts overseas. Authorities arrested one person and used pepper spray to control the crowd. Sean Maroney, VOA News, Washington.